Philadelphia region is about to be up to its waistcoat in Oscar Wilde. At least four major institutions have launched or are about to launch a performance or exhibition about the legendary late Victorian Irish dandy. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the start of the Wilde rumpus.
Opera Philadelphia, the Walnut Street Theater, the Delaware Art Museum, and the Rosenbach Museum are each featuring Oscar Wilde this spring. Let's start with the opera. This opera, called Oscar, is now being staged by Opera Philadelphia, which co-commissioned the work with the Santa Fe Opera. It's about the last years of Oscar Wilde's life, when he was convicted of being gay and punished with 2 years of hard labor. The composer, Theodore Morrison, wanted to write an opera for a countertenor, David Daniels, when he stumbled upon the story of Oscar Wilde.
Max Beerbohm, the caricaturist and contemporary of Wilde's, had said that Oscar Wilde had a mezzo voice, a speaking voice, and he waxed eloquent about the ebb and flow of Oscar's words and sentences and how beautiful it was and so forth. And I said, this is David.
Philadelphia plays an integral part of the story of Oscar Wilde when he was a young poet fresh out of Oxford, not yet having written any of his famous plays. He did a lecture tour of America. He stopped in Philadelphia and made a beeline across the Delaware River to meet with Walt Whitman.
Oscar met Walt Whitman in Camden, New Jersey, when Whitman was an older man, and Oscar had achieved almost nothing by that time. When he got off the boat in New York, before he came almost directly to Philadelphia, he was asked by customs what he had to declare. And he said, I have nothing to declare but my genius.
Wilde had written a letter to Whitman requesting that meeting. That letter, along with dozens of other letters and manuscripts, are now on display at the Rosenbach Museum in Rittenhouse Square as part of an exhibition called Everything is Going Brilliantly, Oscar Wilde in Philadelphia. It was co-curated by Margaret Stetz.
Wilde thought he was coming for tea, but Whitman offered him stronger drink and they were knocking it back.
Right.
There might seem to be little in common between the aging American poet living in squalor in Camden and the young Irish upstart dressing in velvet. But Stett says they had much to talk about.
Wilde was obsessed with beautiful men. And I think he sensed in Whitman a kindred spirit as a kind of appreciator of the Greek ideal of the devoted bonding of men and also the erotic potential of men.
That meeting is the subject of another play called Mickle Street. It's premiering at the Walnut Street Theater later this month. The playwright, Michael Whistler, said the two poets not only shared a sexual orientation, but also a desire to be iconic, to be famous.
I mean, in the first edition of Leaves of Grass, he made sure that there is an etching of him with the hat and the floppy shirt and all, to kind of say, well, this is what a poet's going to look like in this century. And it was something no one had ever seen. He created a brand. Well, Wilde does the same thing. It's a very different brand, but in a lot of ways, they both really investigated that idea of how do I create a persona.
That meeting between Wilde and Whitman was fairly well documented, but as a playwright, Whistler took liberties with his script, creating a culture clash between the old European world and the new American world.
They're talking about very, very different views of the world. I mean, Wilde was one of the major proponents of aestheticism. Whitman, one of the major proponents of transcendentalism. They're very, very different. They're very different cosmologies and different ways of looking at the world. If this is how Wilde defines what beauty is, how does Whitman do it? If this is how Whitman sees the connection of science and art and creation, where does Wilde fit in that? But I don't walk away from the fact that both have very distinct gay voices.
Now back to the opera. Oscar Wilde is joined on stage by Walt Whitman, who appears as a kind of ghostly narrator. Whitman had died years before Oscar was put on trial for being gay. The role of Oscar Wilde here is sung by David Daniels. While in prison, Oscar Wilde imagines visits from Whitman and his lover, Bosie, who never speaks. That role is played by a dancer. Daniel says Wilde was kept in strict isolation while performing hard labor.
This is not just the past. You look at
teenage suicide now because of this, and the way people are treated in other countries and even in our own country, and the hate crimes that happen. This stuff, in different ways, is still happening.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.